Hello.
Hello, my name's Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. So your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. So are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Okay, perfect. So would you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, and would you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I don't even know what she does. I can't even answer that question.
No,
maybe she doesn't do anything.
No worries. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Neither.
Neither, okay. For whom would you vote for if the candidates were Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Neither.
Okay.
None.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
I somewhat approve.
Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Oppose.
Oppose somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. So which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland?
Roads and bridges.
Great. Currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Agree.
Strongly, somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Strongly agree with that.
Okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I'm going to say too much.
Right. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
Favor somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a hang-on violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor changing that strongly.
Strongly, yeah. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I oppose strongly.
Strongly. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Occasionally.
How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
A problem.
Problem. As a way to increase state revenue, do Do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop an internet-based lottery game that targets and encourages individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I oppose strongly.
Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes, I support that.
Strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases, be legal in most cases, be illegal in most cases, or be illegal in all cases.
So the trigger words were most cases and all cases. Those are the only options. Is that correct?
Yes.
I wouldn't agree to any of those choices. I don't like the wording.
Okay, no answer. I can put that.
No answer.
For that one. No worries. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability?
No.
No. Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Favor.
Favor. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older.
I'm like 45 to 59 or whatever, 64, somewhere in there.
35 to 49 or 50 to 64.
Yeah, I'm 57, okay, yeah. So. And today's my birthday. Did you buy me a cake or bring me anything?
Unfortunately not, but happy birthday.
Damn it. Thank you.
No worries. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I am Democrat.
Democrat, okay. If the May 2024 Democrat primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks Brooks and David Trone?
Trone,
okay. So I'm going to read you the profile of two Democrat candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He's currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate B or A?
I would need to know more information about each other than that brief description.
No worries. I'll put no answer for that. What is your race? White, African American, or other?
White.
White. And what is your religious affiliation? Christian, Catholic, Jewish, other, or non-religious?
Catholic.
Obvious one. Your gender, male or female?
Male.
Perfect. So that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
And I hope you have a good rest of your birthday.
Thank you. I'm working right now, but not the greatest birthday this year. But it's okay. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.